Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Hey, hey, welcome back to Experience Wisconsin. Hope you're having a great weekend. Let's check in with Teresa Nemitz. She is the founder of Milwaukee Food and City Tours. Teresa, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Milwaukee Food and City Tours, I love your company. It's one of the special things we do in our city. I've been on the tours. They're fantastic every single time. Food kind of at the center of what you do in Milwaukee and Wisconsin, but it's much more than just taking a person to eat good food, isn't it?
Absolutely. We love to really make the food the attraction, tell the story of Milwaukee through its food. If you've never been on a food tour, whether it's with ours or in another city, you know, we love to go and you go to four or five different stops. It adds up to a meal, but you have this tour guide that's really pulling together that whole entire experience and telling the story of the people behind the food and the story of the locations that we're visiting. So, for example, we do a Milwaukee pizza bus tour. And on that tour, we go to four different pizzerias, distinctly different. You know, we go to a Milwaukee style, but we do a New York style. We do the deep dish. And it's really just a great way to pull that together. And people don't think about the fact that Milwaukee is famous for its pizza.
Right.
We have this thin crust pizza. So
yeah,
we have that. But then you look in Chicago and you have deep dish. And you look in Detroit and you have the Detroit style pizza. So, you know, that in itself also tells the story of who we've become through our pizza in Milwaukee and the Midwest.
Do you have tours that focus on sweets? Do you have tours that focus on beer? What are some of the other options?
Yeah, absolutely. For Christmas time, we have our very famous Christmas Around Milwaukee Bakery Bus Tour, so very focused on desserts with that particular one. We do, for example, an Around the Ward in 90 Minutes Tour, which includes a lovely little sweet stop to it. That's a nice tour if someone's not looking for a real in-depth meal. They're looking for just something that's more of a sweet treat to it. We have a lovely Churches and Chocolates tour, which is one of my favorite tours to take families. And we see so many multi-generational families coming on that particular one. And then, of course, you have the Germans, that German influence in Milwaukee. And that is carried through with so many Milwaukeeans having that German heritage. And so we tell that story on Old World 3rd Street, now known as the Deer District. And we have that tour that's called Dairyland Delights.
Yeah.
And we go on there. We have the cheese curds. We have custard. We go over to the Trade Hotel, to their new wiener window, where
so
we
fun.
Get a Usinger sausage. So that's really what we love to be able to showcase the stories of Milwaukee with food, and we're doing it for the public. You can go on our website, MilwaukeeFoodTours.com, and just purchase tickets for it, or you can schedule a private tour for a bachelorette party, a birthday party, even a team outing for your company.
Milwaukee Food and City Tours. Teresa Nemitz is with us. Top Chef has been here in Milwaukee. The episodes were exciting for a lot of people. What kind of impact has that had on Milwaukee?
You know, it is bringing people to Milwaukee. It is highlighting the city. And maybe Top Chef's episodes are what brings people to Milwaukee. But what's keeping them here is this really authentic food scene and just a great story of who built Milwaukee and made Milwaukee what it is today.
I love that because it just shines the light on our city. Maybe people are curious and then they come and they check out one of your tours and they get kind of a deeper dive. How important is it that people get the food, but they also get the history when they're on a tour with you?
I think it is the core of what we do. It's such an important part of what we do. The goal of what we're doing is to show off the city to make sure that they want to come back again. And that really is what we're here for people all the time, is that I never knew this about the city. I want to come back. I want to have a deeper dive into the story of who Milwaukee is. So that's what we do at Milwaukee Food and City Tours. We tell the story and we make sure everyone has a delicious time too.
I'm impressed with the guides because your guides are local people. They know the history. They know the food. They know the neighborhoods. The tour I was on most recently, they could answer questions that weren't even related to the tour. How important is the guide to the experience?
Our tour guides at Milwaukee Food and City Tours are the center of everything that we do. They are really that star. And we are behind the scenes building the itineraries, having these great relationships with all of our restaurant partners and vendors. But really, they're the ones that tell that story. And not only are they telling history, but you know, no one really, it doesn't matter that that building was from 1892. People really want to be able to talk about themselves and their personal history. So when I go on a tour and I hear from someone, oh, I grew up in the Third Ward and I used to work at this candy shop here, those are the stories that fuel that tour for people to be able to share that story. It's a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing. It's a fun thing. It's an informative thing. What's the website if people want more information?
MilwaukeeFoodTours.com. Come on our website. Find a great tour, a walking tour, or a bus tour that's great for you or for your company or your clients, or go down to Chicago at ChicagoFoodTours.com as well.
Check out the website. I was on it earlier today. It's fantastic. Teresa Nemitz is the founder of Milwaukee Food and City Tours. Thank you, Teresa.
Thank you.
Oh, there's so much fun. That tour I went on was one of the greatest things I've done in Milwaukee in the last year. It was super, super cool. Up next, EAA Air Venture is coming up. We check in with Dick Napinski after the break.